brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, regardless of whether this is a real attack or a staged event, well, who knows? They've staged up before. It could be. It's a victim disarmament zone where it took place. It gets all of the scandals of Obama, including Syria, out of the news. And it's exactly what we were predicting would come. And, Kathy, our country's been eased into martial law for a long time. And it's getting more intense all the time. And something big could come up in FEMA Region 3 during these unprecedented riot police on the streets, checkpoints in many areas, shutting the power off, seeing if they can turn it back on. This is unprecedented, but I've also seen a lot of rumors flying around. So be prepared, as always. Spread the word. But I wouldn't spread speculation. And then from that point on, if you just spread the word about the overall federalization of society, then they may not be able to get away with staging something. Because most people in the government are not bad. It's the centralized globalists that we know are bad because of their own policies and what they promote and what they demonize. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, but they're also going to be going into Austin, Texas at the same time. Isn't that weird? You're not in FEMA Region 3. And I wonder who lives and broadcasts from there. So I want to let
Well, ma'am, there are FEMA takeover drills going on basically in any big city all the time. They are federalization drills, and they are acclimation drills to then also announce the drill later after the public sees cars set on fire, helicopters, checkpoints. Later they say, oh, don't be alarmed. That was just a drill so that you accept the militarization of our society.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. There was one more thing, too. I can't think. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I understand. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in. That FEMA Region 3 and the missing nukes and all of it is just really, really creepy. And here's what we know. The world is in a very weird place right now. This is a historical time to be alive, and a lot is happening. Let's go ahead. Speaking of drills, Alan in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I want to introduce myself. I'm an investigative journalist with Communities at Washington Times, and I want to thank the crew at InfoWars for breaking one of my stories about 6 months ago about the TSA training for a mass shooting scenario at a checkpoint. I've also been covering the FBI shooting in Orlando on the ground. I've got some breaking news on that. But I wanted to bring to your attention that on September 4th, the U.S. Army trained alongside local law enforcement, that was Orange County Sheriff's Department and other police, at a University of Central Florida Simulation and Training Center. And that's a Institute for Training and Simulation, National Center for Simulation. They've got Army, Marines, DARPA contracts. They do these high-tech simulations, and they did one with shootings and explosions on the fort.
What they're doing is, even though statistically one of the rarest forms of death is mass shootings, again, less than 30 a year from actual mass shootings at 60-something, if you count gang-related stuff. I mean, honeybees kill hundreds. But our whole society is being changed and re-engineered into a tyranny in the name of keeping you safe so that no mass shooter can ever hurt anyone. You're not going to stop a crazy person from killing people. All you can do is make sure other people who want to be armed are armed so that they can protect themselves, their loved ones, and those around them. That is the answer. More good guys with guns to counter bad guys with guns. And it's elementary, but we better get that news out now. We've got all these points made at InfoWars.com. Everybody needs to email and Facebook and Twitter the articles at InfoWars.com. why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicists by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to continue with your phone calls and breaking news and the latest on the mass shooting that took place in the victim disarmament zone of Washington, D.C., there in the District of Criminals. We've got 6 dead in Navy Yard shooting right now. Up on InfoWars.com, cryptic White House message said, respect authority. Navy Yard shooting related to Al-Qaeda's call for mass shootings in the U.S. Kurt Nemo asked that question. We have a continually updated section on the 6 dead in mass shooting in Navy Yard, 2 gunmen still at large, that Paul Watson story that he's continuing to update. We've also got Navy Yard shooting right on time. Gun control advocates blame AR-15s. This happens one day after Obama starts a new anti-Second Amendment push. Also, Navy Yard shelter-in-place order leaves victims sitting ducks. Steve Watson asked the same question. Navy Yard shooting, did gun-free zone enable the killer? We're going to discuss that with some Second Amendment advocates and activists here in just a moment. Some of the other news that isn't as sensational as the establishment press pushing tyranny on the backs of the 6 dead there in D.C., rain slows rescue efforts among 1,200 plus people missing, and they fear that hundreds could be dead in Colorado. All we need, I guess, is an ATF to restrict the rain. My point is the establishment cannot protect you and historically won't protect you. And any big government that's been set up in history ends up becoming oppressive, because why wouldn't a big powerful group that's ruthless not make you a slave? Continuing, ABC News reports, Typhoon Man Yai hits Japan, raising fears about Fukushima nuclear plant that's already in the process of having multiple continued meltdowns and is already flooded. So it's the tsunami last time that caused this to happen to begin with. So this is a big, big, big deal, ladies and gentlemen. RT also reports crippled Fukushima braces for Typhoon Man Yai to hit. Again, very serious situation. Some good news, hounded by criticism, Larry Summers calls off the Fed chairman job. He's the man as Treasury Secretary under Clinton who helped engineer the current banking crisis we're in. And there are a lot of people who are involved, but he was in the catbird seat. Also, amid slow economic recovery, more Americans identified as lower class. Yes, more Americans are either the working poor or going on welfare or food stamps. 101 million Americans on some form of food assistance. Talk about domestication. Big government is doing a great job at the permanent peasant class. Now they've just got to disarm us, and our journey to slavery is complete. They already control and run our kids in the public schools. We also have a new video up on PrisonPlanet.com. Some news is only on PrisonPlanet.com, not on Infowars.com. Obama supporters signed petition to ban gold coins. A new Mark Dice video. They say they should be confiscated and given to Obama. Again, if you tell people we should take the guns, we should kill the conservatives, we should force abortions, if it's for Obama, people in L.A. where Mark Dice does these sign it. They also do it in Austin in trendy areas. You could say, we're going to put your baby in a meat grinder for Obama. They would sign it. I'm not joking. We're going to ban water for Obama. They do it. Talk about cult members. It's like Thulsa of Doom and Conan the Barbarian. Come to me. Come to me, my child. And she jumps off the cliff right down into the ground and bounces. Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is strong. We ought to tell the state troopers that they don't need their guns anymore if you don't. Also, I want to get to this later. I may shoot a special video on this. I'm going to be doing the nightly news tonight in the commentary section. So 25 facts about the Federal Reserve. Very important for Michael Schneider up on Infowars.com. Let's get that out to everybody. Top climate scientists admit global warming forecasts were wrong. The Earth is cooling. A giant victory. I thought Al Gore said we were evil to say such things. Again, abortion clinics closing at record rate. Christian Today, that upsets the federal government that funds most of them, because they're anti-racist is why they want to abort all the black babies. And Israel commits to ending water fluoridation by 2014, citing major health concerns. So they officially have voted to remove the fluoride by next year. But not us. We're going to get it. And you're a conspiracy theorist. That's the Knesset voted. Their Congress, their parliament. CVS pharmacies caught lying about risk of high-dose flu vaccines pushed onto senior citizens with aggressive bribery schemes. That's a Mike Adams article from naturalnews.com up on Infowars.com. And kind of a weird piece of news. NASA probe hears shriek in space as it leaves solar system. Those weird space sounds that the... Sounds like those old movies from the 50s where the insects attack the city. Sounds like the noise they make. So there you go. Uh-oh. Sounds like crickets out there. And aluminum airship of the future has finally flown. Wild-looking thing. Looks like science fiction. I guess we are in 2013. It's aluminum-hulled. And thank God it's not run by hydrogen, but it's run by helium, so it won't go down like the Hindenburg. But it doesn't matter that they had helium then and could have gone to it. Airships ended because of the fear. Just like it was very safe to go on airships, even with hydrogen on average, statistically extremely safe with helium, people still won't get on them to this day worldwide because of the Hindenburg. Same thing with gun statistics. Statistically, it's one of the rarest forms of death to be killed by a criminal with a gun or in a mass shooting. Look at the numbers. We covered the LA Times article admitting gun crime plunges, but the public thinks it's up because of the media engaged in brainwashing. They know that. but they're hyping it. Now, that's just some of the news. We have huge news on Obamacare, just imploding, but still moving forward like a juggernaut. It's kind of like a bowling ball dropped off a building. It's falling to its destruction, but it may hit you in the head first. And then we're going to get into Chinese broadcast confession of Chinese-American blogger. And Hayden, the former head of the NSA, is pleased. He says he wants Chinese-style internet censorship here in the United States. That's an Infowars.com article up at DrudgeReport.com. And the man in charge of the NSA currently modeled his bridge after the Enterprise. That shows what Fruit Loops these people are. But Google's Eric Schmidt says the government spying is the nature of our society. But he pays with cash, is very secretive, and has girlfriends wear bags over their heads like Michael Jackson has his kids because he's so obsessed with his privacy. I mean, what a piece of trash, man. I tell you, these hypocrites are amazing. Now, for the balance of the hour, we are joined here by folks we had on for a couple segments last night. I wanted to have them back on the Second Amendment. The gentleman we have in here with us, Terry Holcomb, was arrested Friday. Ja'Kari Jackson shot the video. It went viral and was picked up even by national news because he had a black powder gun, which was absolutely not illegal to open carry. But the police admitted they knew it was legal and said, we are alarmed. Even though this was supposed to be part of the Texas Historical Society event, the police said, we choose not to have him here with it, even though he's a board member of Texas Open Carry. And Rachel Malone is a firearm freedom activist and is a legislative director of Texas Freedoms, TexasFirearmsFreedom.com, a group dedicated to the preservation and protection of the Second Amendment rights. And folks, they've got, we're going to tell you about this after we cover the shooting today, what happened to them over the weekend, a veteran in a wheelchair being arrested. We have that video. Then we're going to get into something historic. The 19th of October, and I intend to be there or have a reporter there, bare minimum. They're going to have reportedly, it's estimated 1,200 or more, maybe 2,000 members of open carry groups are going to be open carrying in front of the Alamo. And they've tried to claim that's illegal down in San Antonio. But you guys have the land commissioner on your side who controls the jurisdiction of the Alamo to the Daughters of the Republic of Texas, which my grandma's part of. So it's good to have you guys here with us. We're going to break in a few minutes. I'm going to skip this network break to catch up on time because there's nothing more important than us not being disarmed slaves. Talking to you first, Terry, and then Rachel, who didn't get a lot of time to speak yesterday. What is your take on what happened today in that victim disarmament zone on that base where, contrary to popular belief, the military wasn't allowed to be armed because the bureaucrats can't trust them? And the Fort Hood thing, people weren't armed, so they had to get the police there. They said that wasn't terror-related. I think this will end up being terror-related, but just like the Fort Hood shooting, they won't say it is. What is your take on that? I mean, this is the reason for open carry. Here is, for listeners, we can show them on document cam. Here is the Los Angeles Times. Gun crime has plunged, but Americans think it's up, study says. At least 49%, that's on the low end, criminals using guns since 1992 because gun ownership has gone up. That's admitted, university studies, University of Chicago, and others. What is your take on what happened today? And then I'm going to get Rachel's take on that.
Well, just today is just more example of what happens in gun-free zones. If this was truly a gun-free zone, and I haven't gotten all the facts on it yet, it just
it's partially gun-free. Only police can have guns. Yeah.
And we know how that goes. But, I mean, I believe that is the intent of our government is to create a gun-free society so that only them and the criminals can have them. Facts aren't relevant to the left. Facts aren't relevant to this administration. Facts aren't relevant to anyone that wants to take our rights. They don't look at the facts. And the fact is, this is a gun-free zone. And the only ones that are allowed to have them in police, and yet we still have six people that have been killed, maybe more. We don't know what all the facts are. Propaganda is very powerful, and people need to quit paying attention to the mainstream media because all that is false propaganda.
Every national study, people believe that there's an epidemic of mass shootings and an epidemic of gun crime.
And that has to come from propaganda.
It's the opposite.
Absolutely. And the facts, the true facts, the true data say a very different story. All the mass shootings in the last 60 years, except for one, has happened in a gun-free zone. But nobody likes to talk about that fact. That's a fact. And people need to start paying attention to what's really happening and how it's really happening and go out there and get the right information and don't trust the mainstream media and, quite frankly, don't trust your government. because they're not telling you the truth.
Now, that sounds like something the founder said, and I'm sure you did. You see 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, the Department of Defense put out their official training manual for even privates, and it says the founding fathers, including George Washington, would not be welcome in today's Army.
Oh, there's no question about that. No, they would be considered terrorists. And I'm very sure many probably consider all freedom-loving Americans terrorists, as we've been labeled by this current administration.
What is your take on this, Rachel Malone, legislative director for the pro-gun group here in Texas?
I think we need to take away from this story the fact that the government and law enforcement, it's not their responsibility to protect us. In fact, even if they truly wanted to and sincerely wanted to, they couldn't. There is no way, and it's not their responsibility. It is our responsibility as American citizens and our right to self-defense.
That's right. For those that don't know, under common law thousands of years, it's not the police's job or the magistrate's job to go out and protect people unless they consciously know something's about to be committed. It's their job to bring you to trial, to the people, to the jury. It is not their job to sit there and keep you safe. That is the opposite of what they're supposed to do.
Right. And I think
they're supposed to keep your liberty safe.
Yes. I think that's a huge misunderstanding that Americans have today. It's part of the entitlement state where we believe that the government owes us everything. And so we start counting on the government for that. It's not their responsibility. It's our responsibility and right to defend ourselves and our communities. I have large sections on my website on TexasFirearmsFreedom.com just listing out facts of not only the history of the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms, the right to self-defense, but also how guns work. Statistics on exactly showing on your screen right now on guns in America and how effective it is when citizens have the right and take the responsibility upon themselves of defending themselves.
Go over some of those statistics. I mean, because you show the graph, but visualize how often guns are used to stop crime versus end crime. I mean, it is simply amazing.
Right. Well, I think you can see on the screens of how guns are being used by citizens. And it's very interesting to see graphically on that display there how many times guns are used in self-defense versus the small amount of time that they're actually.
Yeah, I used to go off the Justice Department's number of like 24 times, but now the new numbers are 80 times more often it's used to stop crime than it's used in a crime.
Right, and if you look at the effectiveness of citizens defending themselves versus police officers, citizens have a much better track record. I think if you scroll a little farther down, you can see the rate of hitting an innocent bystander much worse on the police record than on the citizen's record.
Well, you know why. The cops have more engagements, so they're going to have a much lower statistic because they're constantly in and around things. But generally, when a citizen goes ahead and pulls the trigger, somebody's busted down their front door, somebody's trying to carjack them, you're right there. The guy's assaulting you. Boom. I mean, that's why you're going to have better numbers, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's amazing. I was very surprised when I first went and looked and took a look at the numbers. You might not believe this, but about 5 years ago, I would never have sat here and told you these things. I didn't know them. I was not anti-gun. I just didn't know any of this, didn't really think it was effective for citizens to carry guns to defend themselves.
Well, that's another issue. It's not just the heritage or how America was founded or the fact
right.
that slaves are disarmed. Once you discover and once you find out that it's the opposite of what they're saying and that any time they take our guns, a tyranny is set up, and then once you learn that they know guns are making us safer and want us to live like D.C. and New York and Chicago, it makes you mad and you want to tell people.
Right. And so when I went and looked at the facts with a very open mind, actually almost trying to prove the other side, I realized just how effective it is, what a right and responsibility we have, and how important it is for us to keep that liberty. And that's why I think stories like the stories come out today, the stories that happened in Texas this past week and with Terry getting arrested, it's important for us to see those and realize this liberty is being infringed, and we must not sit back and watch it being infringed. We must not wait for anybody else to take action. We must step forward as citizens.
Now, I never aired the videos yesterday and the audio. Most of our audience is radio, probably 95% of it. We send out video streams to PrisonPlanet.tv members, and later it's put on YouTube. But for the main radio audience, we should probably repost that article. You know, the same article that's been up since yesterday to Infowars.com to the top of the page so that everybody can go see these videos. And then I want to get into the whole Alamo situation coming up and then take phone calls for folks that are calling in about what's happening. Alex in Kentucky on shooting and ammo shortages. JD in California, friend got caught up in ATF sweep. We're going to go to Burt in Texas, dove hunters near school, arrested. Gary in Texas, arrested at Capitol Friday. So is that the fellow who was in the wheelchair? And one other guy got arrested, too. Do you know Gary up there?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to go to Gary actually first here in just a moment. Then we'll go to Alan and others. Or we've actually already talked to Alan. So thank you for the call, Alan, and your info there from Florida. But right now, let's get into what happened to you, for those that don't know, on Friday, and why this is such a big deal.
Yeah, and I'll keep it as brief as I can so we can and move this along to the Alamo event. We had set up with the Texas State Preservation Board and the leaders of the DPS, State Capitol Police, to have a very small event. We had originally wanted to go inside. They didn't want to let us inside. They don't believe that openly carry armed citizens are safe.
So I think the Texas Capitol should be a big gun.
It should be the place that is the most free to carry in. Absolutely. But we went ahead and agreed that we would have our event outside. They agreed with us to allow us to have it outside on Friday. So I showed up, and we parked, and I didn't get one block. Three DPS officers were waiting on me. They had 50, 60 DPS officers spread out everywhere. They set us up, is what it amounts to. And they intentionally targeted me to arrest me. There's no question about it. Before I was ever able to get to the Capitol, I was stopped three times by three different officers.
Now, had you telegraphed that you were planning to carry a black powder pistol?
No.
Well, you know they tap into the NSA. That's on record. The local police even do that now.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's an NSA issue here. This is very illegal.
According to the NSA, it may be, but according to the Constitution, Texas Constitution, and the state laws, it's very legal. One of the biggest...
No. I'm saying it's illegal that they were spying on you and knew that you were planning to bring a handgun, as they call it.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that people really need to pay attention to is law enforcement is making up their own laws. That we had given them the statute. They read it. They didn't care. The law did not matter.
That's like the NSA. It's illegal. Torture is illegal. Secret arrest is illegal. They still do it.
Absolutely. And I think people are not paying attention. I think unless it hits on their front door, they don't understand that it's real. I'm not quite sure I understood just how real it was until I experienced what I just experienced. And if it's going to happen to me, it's going to happen to all of us at some point.
Well, it's a monopoly of force. The government doesn't want its food armed. That's a lot harder to catch and feed on. And, of course, you're a board member of Texas Open Carry, but you're also a pastor. A guy with no criminal record. How did you start now to go down this path where you're an evil, evil extremist?
With me being a pastor, the left, the liberal force has tapped into that.
They're not liberals. Authoritarians.
Authoritarians definitely don't want their pastors believing in the First or Second or Fourth Amendments. They believe we should be sheep, that we should succumb to whatever they tell us to in the name of peace, love, hope, and joy, and whether we like it or not. And, I believe it's a pastor's responsibility to tell the truth. And the truth of the matter is, once they take our second, they take our first. And when they take our first, they take our freedom of religion. Once they take our first, they take the freedom of me being able to preach the true word of God. They would want me to preach their version. And so it's a snowball effect. And I, as a pastor, I'm going to stand on the second.
They want, it defends all the rest, as you know.
Absolutely.
They want to make the state God. They say that. Everything else is evil. The family, men, women, everything's got to be changed so that we're all homogenized and they can control us.
And our current president was speaking directly to me when he says they cling to their guns and religions. He has no idea how much I cling to both. And
I can't imagine what it's like because I don't live in fear. People say, oh, why do you have guns? You must be fearful. It's the opposite. I love being in a neighborhood where everybody's armed, and I can look at the crime maps. There's literally like no crime because the criminals are all scared to death. I live out in the countryside.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's so good that I'm red-blooded, and you know what? Even I didn't have a gun. My dad brought me up to not back down. I've been in quite a few fights. I'm not proud of getting in fights, but I'm proud that I can stand up for myself. I can't imagine what it must be like to be brought up to be a coward, and if somebody comes to attack you, you just get on the ground in a fetal position.
And that's what they expect you to do. They expect you to either play dead or ask them nicely to leave, and somehow they're going to adhere to that. I think it's also important to note that, there's a very specific reason that they want to take our guns, and I don't think people understand that. But
tell us the specific reason when we come back. Then we'll go to Gary, who got in, who was the fella in the wheelchair, correct?
Correct. He is the veteran in the wheelchair.
He is. Don't worry, he was arrested, though, folks. Don't worry, he's off the streets now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
It's not about keeping guns out of the hands of law-abiding Americans. And I'm sick and tired of people lying to the American people.
We can't have a totally armed society.
We're not proposing a gun registration system. We're proposing background checks for criminals.
In the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
You will get right back to you.
You'll get back to me?
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dropped 49%. Other forms of gun-related crime, 61%. According to the Justice Department, you can read that in the LA Times. It's also been covered by Forbes, and we basically hammered it for months after the report came out earlier this year until what you'd call mainstream media began to finally cover it. We the people are the media. And when we see things that are wrong, when we see things that are going on, it's up to us to point it out and not leave it to the, quote, experts and specialists who 9 times out of 10 have been bought and paid for. It is time for the real media, we the people, to take action and to get involved like my two guests have done. Now, we have on the line, we've confirmed it's him, we have Gary Hayes, who was also arrested this weekend, a wheelchair-bound veteran for having a black powder handgun, I'm told. But we'll get the specifics of that. And more people, thousands, are planning to show up at the Alamo, where the police have told them they're going to arrest them. So a showdown there, ladies and gentlemen, of historical and biblical proportions. But the good news is the land commissioner is trying to block the police from violating the law. But what's creepy is that they were at a meeting with the state police last week before this happened, and they said, well, you'd be alarmed having teachers armed in schools. It's alarming to have anybody but with a gun but us. And I tell you, the state troopers, I used to know a lot of them, and I still know some. Until about 10 years ago, they were completely different. It is like they're hiring them out of San Francisco or something. I mean, it is creepy. Creepy. And they've said they're going to make Texas a blue state. And I'm not even for the Republicans either, because they're a bunch of rhinos. But, man, I'm telling you, folks, they're bragging on CNN that they've got Texas. And I think they may. I think they may. Because, I mean, this country is in so much trouble. And they've imploded California, so they're all running here. I know a lot of good Californians, but a lot of Californians don't know why they lost their job. They don't know why they've been forced to come here. They still want to come here and tell my wife you shouldn't have three kids at the store. That happens to her routinely. Tell my wife you shouldn't have paper bags, you know, when you leave the store. Tell us we shouldn't drive an SUV. What are we supposed to stick our kids in? You know, one of your little tin cans so they statistically get killed on the road. It's amazing what this country's turned into. So we're going to go back to them and your phone calls here in a moment and talk about the Alamo event. But first, some of our great sponsors. There's some real scum in the alarm industry. You need to protect your home, and you need to do it right. Don't ever sign a long-term contract for a freebie alarm again. Get the best home security in America and save thousands a year with my friends from Simply Safe. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees. You get 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month. Get my special discount plus a keychain remote, $25 value free. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. That's one word, GetSimplySafe.com. And don't forget Supernatural Silver, ladies and gentlemen. SupernaturalSilver.com has a giant line, they're an industry leader, of amazing colloidal silver products and many other types of silver products. Pathogens are increasingly resistant or immune to other treatments that are out there. You need to get the arsenal of silver in your life. I use Supernatural Silver with a little spray bottle when I have a sinus infection. Knocks it right out when nothing else works. And you can get a 20% off at SupernaturalSilver.com with Alex Says, with the promo word, 20% off with Alex Says. And then briefly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm up here like a machine, 3 hours a day on the radio, producing films, running the magazine, doing all the other work we do here at InfoWars. And we do all this because you support our sponsors and you support InfoWarsStore.com. You buy the books, the videos, the pro-Second Amendment t-shirts, the pro-pure water filters at the lowest price with promo code WATER. You vote with your dollars free will. We don't take your money like NPR or MSNBC that gets taxpayer money. We are supported by you buying these super high-quality products at the lowest prices, the books, the films, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. So please visit the site today and shop with the good guys. You can also call toll-free and ask for a catalog or ask any questions about specials and discounts. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, going back into the bad news, and this is just like Sandy Hook, the number just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And bigger. And we've looked it up and found military personnel complaining on blogs about a very draconian anti-gun policy on the base that only MPs and private security could have firearms on this giant D.C. compound. I mean, no kidding. It's in D.C. And we have confirmed, and I've got Kit Daniels working on it, that, and I didn't know about this with the law enforcement Safety Act of 2004 expanded in 2010. I didn't know that base commanders had been outside of law nixing that, and then a new law passed last year, this year, 2013, a rider on the National Defense Authorization Act ordered the commanders to stop doing it and said anybody who is in Army security or any other military security or any type of other specialist or any retired former specialist in security can be armed on bases. That's bare minimum. We trust our military to fight for our supposed country, but they can't be armed. I mean, this is ridiculous. And for me, this is a big scandal. We're going to be covering on the nightly news tonight with all the documentation. But I am seeing people saying that that was the policy on the base. We've got to confirm that and nail that down. But that's big news here. Because every mass shooting but one in the last few decades has been on victim disarmament facilities. If you can't trust pilots to be armed, if you can't trust the Army to be armed, who do you trust to be armed? I mean, this is really getting to be ridiculous. A pilot could fly that plane right into a building. Now, I've been ranting, breaking that down, but 12 dead in Navy Yard shootings, one suspect dead, manhunt underway. Will they find him in a nearby city and shut down maybe D.C., maybe Baltimore? Maybe shut the whole country down and search all our houses like Boston. And notice this keeps happening in disarmed big government areas. Now, going back to Terry Holcomb and Rachel Malone, who are here with TexasFirearmsFreedom.com, and Terry is a board member with Texas Open Carry, who was arrested Friday. I want to get into the big open carry coming up and go to calls, but I want to bring up right now Gary Hayes, and we're going to show some of that video for TV viewers. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com/show. You can see the free video feed right there on the site. And you can see the veteran right there. Before we go to him, tell us about Gary Hayes. We know you got arrested outside the Capitol grounds with a black powder ball and cap handgun. And they admitted it was legal. They didn't care. They're God. Tell us what happened to him, and then we're going to go to him.
Actually, he had gotten word that some of his fellow patriots, myself and another gentleman, had been arrested. And, you know, he, of course, he's a war veteran, and so he had decided to come down and defend us. He come down and decided to take a stand, and he brought his black powder pistol down. And, of course, DPS continued to make up the law and decided to arrest a second war veteran, and this one a paraplegic. And they ended up releasing him, oddly enough, without any charges or anything like that. But we're just getting word today that it looks like they're going to go ahead and press charges on him. So he may be able to confirm that more than we can.
That's right. They've got to do that because they know there's no law. So they've got to falsify it and I guess say that it's a firearm because people don't know. You think Texas is free? We're one of the only states where you can't open carry a handgun.
And I think they're going to continue to press this issue. I don't believe they're going to back down, and we welcome the fight. I encourage them to try and take our rights. I encourage them to try.
Show us the tyrants you are.
I mean, there's a reason that we're going to take the battle to the Alamo, and there's a reason that we're going to bring the battle to the Capitol. And there's four words, and they're true words. And every freedom-loving Texan needs to listen to this very carefully. Our message is simple. Come and take it.
And that's what founded the state, so that's bad.
Yeah, we're not going to give them to you. You're going to have to take them. And, you know, just because you say you're a police officer doesn't give you the right to make up laws. And we have a right, according to God, according to the Constitution, and according to Texas law, to have these weapons and to open carry them. And whether they like it or not is irrelevant. And what's happening is police officers are being given way too much authority.
I've heard the Austin police chief say, even if a cop's wrong, their order is God.
That's it.
Common law, common sense says you don't have to follow any legal order.
That's correct. The DPS, we talked to the head guy at DPS, and he said the buck stops here. And I said, we're going to order the arrest for open carrying of long guns. And that came straight out of his mouth. And we were like, who can we talk to?
By the way, they really are delusional now. They're pulling not just the women in Dallas, the women in Houston over with no probable cause. They're doing it a lot now where they actually, and we're such animals, they don't even change gloves, which is a serious issue, obviously, for women. And they're doing proctology exams.
Yes.
I mean, this is getting scary. These people are crazy.
It is getting scary. And again, people don't think it is happening to them because it's not on their front doorstep, but it's happening all over the place. And we've got to look and we've got to rise up. And people don't understand
That's
what
right.
that really means.
That's
you know?
Right. We've got to rise up. We also, something else I'll bring out, we've got to look at the actions of people like Attorney General Greg Abbott. We've spoken with his campaign, with his office, and we're looking for action from him, not just a statement released on his position necessarily, although that could be helpful.
He needs to expose the lieutenant governor and the governor blocking bills that have overwhelming support to bring open carry to Texas.
That would be good. Also, at this point, he's the highest-ranking law enforcement official in Texas. He can file an injunction preventing these arrests.
He can order the director of the DPS to stop it and to move to North Korea.
There is absolutely a lot that he can do within his, maybe not quite that, but there's a lot he can do within his current.
What do you mean? Listen, if the attorney general starts hauling in the head of the DPS, oh, yeah.
There is much that he can do. So we're looking for action.
Where's Governor Perry with the head of the DPS?
Out of all the people that we would have expected to hear from, we would have expected to hear from him, and we know that he's aware of it. I am personally extremely disappointed that he hasn't come out and spoke out on my behalf and the veterans' behalf that have fought for this country. I'm shocked. Even though that I know that he's not a true and blue Second Amendment, you know, freedom loving supporter all the way like we want him to be.
Sure.
I gave him more credit than I see today.
Well, I mean, I've seen him in public waving handguns around.
Absolutely.
He arrest the governor.
Right. It's really easy to put pictures out on Facebook of, you know, the candidate shooting or saying they love the Second Amendment, but what really matters is...
Well, here's the deal, folks. It's not we're just obsessed with our guns. If they get those, everything else falls. That's a historical fact. But I want to go to Gary, but specifically, for those that don't know, you cannot open carry a handgun in Texas when there's only a few other states that are like that. Yeah, five. Very shameful. But you can open carry ball and cap, and they knew it was ball and cap. They knew it was black powder. And they said, we don't care. We don't like it.
That's exactly what they said.
So if they don't like how my hair is combed, I'm going to jail.
It might be alarming. You never know.
I find their behavior alarming, and that's why we're taking action.
Very alarming.
I was very alarmed myself. And honestly, you can't see it on the video, but I was very afraid.
Now let's go to Gary Hayes. Gary was, they said, arrested. It was in the news. They arrested one other gentleman. I'm going to talk about him. And then they were putting him in an ambulance last time our cameras left. And then now they released him, but now they want him arrested again. And, sir, tell us exactly what happened to you and where this is going. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Gary, as a fellow evil patriot.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy.
I'm things are changing there from every minute, but I was arrested Friday for carrying my black powder. It's kind of strange how it all came about. I mean, I had gone to the Capitol to try to gain information as to why my fellow patriots were arrested, and I had talked to several different troopers and over a course of maybe 30 minutes to an hour. And when I finally was able to get them to let me talk to a supervisor, I talked to him for a good 15 or 20 minutes until he noticed my black powder revolver that I had on my seat next to me in my wheelchair. I mean, I was very careful how I went up there. I mean, it was definitely put to where, you know, it wasn't displayed, where you could see it, obviously. Otherwise, they would have already seen it. As soon as he saw that, though, he told me he was alarmed.
Okay, so now if you even conceal it and it's black powder and legal, they arrest you. I mean, it's a club that only they want to be in. And I think it's shameful they're trying to convert police over to these North Korean Gestapo types. Now, what about the new news that they may come out and rearrest you now?
Well, yeah, I spent 24 hours in the Travis County Jail, and of course, I am a quadriplegic. I'm not a paraplegic. I do have paralysis in all four limbs. They had me in a regular jail cell, and I had problems the whole time because of my disability. I wasn't able to get water. I wasn't able to. They basically just threw my food at the door like I'm supposed to get up and get it. So anyway,
how did you become disabled?
Well, it was in a car wreck 10 years ago. I broke my neck in three places, and so that's how I became disabled. But anyway, they were well aware of my disability, and when they arrested me Friday, one of my concerns was, am I going to be, going to jail, obviously, but Are they equipped to handle my me physically and my needs? And I was told they were. Well, I was put on the medical ward, which was basically like any other jail, except they had a lady that came around and took your blood pressure.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, look, all the criminals are outside the jails. All the patriots are in the jails under this system. Are you going to be down there on the 19th in San Antonio at the Alamo?
Yes, I plan on it. I'm not going to miss that. I'm limited as far as sometimes traveling. I have to make arrangements, and because of my disability, it's hard for me to get out on my own. I definitely have arrangements to go down there. I try to go to every event I can.
Well, great job, brother. We're going to watch this as it unfolds. The video of you being kidnapped is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll retweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Thank you. We're going to come back and go to you guys to talk about what's coming up at the Alamo, then to the phone calls into Overdrive for everybody that's patiently holding. Stay with us.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You said you went to the Attorney General's office and they had InfoWars up on the screen. We're here with Terry Holcomb and Rachel Malone. I'm going to go into Overdrive and take phone calls for people that are holding. Some stations carry it, some don't. You can go to InfoWars.com and listen to the audio feed or InfoWars.com/show. And right there you can find all of the video and audio feeds. All of the free apps that are there, iPhone apps, Droid apps, you name it, Infowars.com/show. Finishing up the points that you're making about all this and what's coming up with the Alamo situation, it's only a matter of time until the police shoot people that are at an open carry. And now you're at Lexington, you're at Concord, and I know Homeland Security is spoiling for a fight with the American people. It's set up for that. But I've looked at the numbers. They're going to lose. They're crazy. And I hope that they understand what's happening. But you were making the point there, Rachel, that this is bullying. Talk about that.
Absolutely. This is bullying. Even if the charges don't necessarily stick, even if Terry fights this and wins the case, he's been bullied. He's been terrorized through official oppression. And I'm guessing their hope is that people will see this and back off and stop carrying their black powder pistols. And
that's why you don't see rifles in racks anymore. The cops come after you, even though the rifle's legal. It's all intimidation, and they know it.
Exactly.
The answer is more people doing it and them getting sued, so they get intimidated by liberty.
Exactly. So don't be bullied into letting your rights be infringed.
Look at them harassing the tea parties with the IRS.
Oh, absolutely.
It's all bullying. They're a bunch of bullies.
And a lot of people don't understand what official oppression is. The Texas Penal Code has that under 3903. You know, a public servant acting under the color of his or her office of employment commits an offense if they intentionally deny or impede another in the exercise or enjoyment of any right, privilege, power, or immunity, knowing his conduct is unlawful, or intentionally subjects another.
If a cop showed up at a busy restaurant and said, "Get out of this table, I want to sit here," that'd be official oppression.
Absolutely.
But if they arrest you for your gun, that is felony-level official oppression. That is false imprisonment. That is enslavement. That is a civil rights violation. That is racketeering, because they all agreed. That was a mafia.
It was.
And they're all sitting back laughing. They're going to laugh later when we take this country back.
They are, and we are going to take this country back. The people are just now starting to wake up. They're coming out of their coma. That I think that
are you seeing that happen?
We are definitely seeing that happen. We're getting more support. We're getting more people involved. We're having more questions being asked. You would be surprised at the people that have no clue that we can conceal carry, let alone open carry along.
The average person that isn't from Texas or something that comes to your house and they see a gun rack, they call the cops.
We had a lady asking Chick-fil-A just down the road here just a little while ago, "Do you have a gun in you? Yeah, you're allowed to carry that?" People don't know. It's like they live in some bubble, and they have no idea what's going on.
Well, that's because the media thinks everything revolves around New York City. I mean, all the shows are based there, basically. And every show, the cop pulls you over. You got a gun, you're going to jail for that.
Well, TV is their greatest weapon.
Yeah, we need people waking up to realize the value of liberty, to realize what's being taken away from us, and to realize they can't just sit back anymore and watch and hope that somebody else fights for them. We need large numbers of people mobilized to turn out for rallies such as the one coming up. We also need large numbers of people mobilized to make phone calls to these offices, to email, to show up, to be involved in the legislative process.
That's right. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your First Amendment, everything. How big is this going to be on the 19th? Give people the time. Down at the Alamo, open carry, and the land commissioner is saying that he's going to stand for the Second Amendment, correct?
Oh, absolutely. He is going to put out, you know, from his office a public notification that we are having that event, and he is approving it.
I want to hear about this for 5 more minutes. Then we're going to come back, and I promise, go to the calls and then wrap it up. Stay with us, Infowars.com/show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.